And now take a few moments to just settle yourself. Be aware of the different touch points that the body makes with your chair, your cushion, your bench, or your mat. However you're positioned. And make any adjustments you may need. So that there's nothing tight or tense. And allow yourself to connect with breathing. Let the breath fill the whole body. And just listening to this poem that may help you have a kindly openness to your body as you go along in this practice. It's called Earth and Something Else, Ruth Wren. Earth and Something Else. I am made of earth and some other unexplainable cause. There are riverbeds etched in the palms of my hands, maps of something greater than the span of one woman's life. The blood carries rainfall from the primeval forest, while the drumming in my chest, which will one day cease to be, pulses now and now. And now, this rare globe is a fertile egg in the nest of space, saying yes to the infinite dream of generations. My body, this puzzle, these elements borrowed, say yes to the mystery that birthed me. This sweet, sweet earth and some other unexplainable cause. Lovely. So feeling our bodies, our awesome bodies, as part of this earth, made of this earth, air, water, the sun, the stars. Truly awesome. And so now let's let the breathing gently go back into the background of awareness. And let's bring our attention up into the top of our heads, feeling the crown of the head. Connecting with hair and scalp. And skull. Aware too that the marvelous brain is contained inside. The great director, the great computer. Feeling the ears and bringing attention to the miracle of hearing. And now letting the awareness come into the face, sensing the forehead. Letting the awareness touch the eyes. The wonder of being able to see if you're so blessed. Noticing the sensations, bringing direct sensory awareness into body. This perfectly imperfect body, part of this earth. And sensing now the nose and aware of the passage of air through the nostrils. This fascinating exchange of air that keeps us alive and keeps the plants alive in exchange. Feeling the bones and muscles of the cheeks, the jaws, the chin. And feeling to the mouth, exploring the mouth, outer and inner. The multi-use mouth for breathing, talking, laughing, smiling, singing, eating, kissing. And if it helps your practice, let there be a wee bit of a smile on your mouth, the corners of the mouth. A little brightening of the awareness can happen with a gentle smile. And breathing in and out of face and head. Noticing all the different sensations here, most of which are quite neutral in their feeling tone, and we barely notice them. Some, though, when we attend, we notice are pleasant. And there might be the odd sensation that's unpleasant. On the exhale, let's release our awareness on the face and head. And come into the neck, first at the front, feeling the sensations here. Feeling the sensations at the back of the neck. And knowing how important the neck is for keeping us alive, holding up our head, carrying the spinal cord to the brain and vice versa, the great blood vessels and nerves, the esophagus for the food, the trachea for the air to the lungs, busy part of our bodies. perfectly constructed for all these many tasks. And now let your awareness go into the chest, where you might feel the rise and fall of the breath with the lungs. And deeper beneath, you might also sense the heartbeat, appreciating how they work in concert. And letting awareness drop down into the belly. There may be some sense of digestion. Maybe the first rumblings of some hunger for lunch. Many of the sensations in the body are neutral. Can we deepen our awareness into them? Expanding our repertoire beyond the unpleasant sensations in body to the neutral and the pleasant. And now, breathing through the front of the torso, and on the exhale, letting your awareness come into the shoulder region. Feeling the muscles and bones of the shoulders just as they are. And let your awareness travel down your back, feeling the spine, the ribs, the muscles, noticing the movements with breathing. Take your attention all the way down to your tailbone, feeling into it and the buttocks. Breathing all the way down the back. Feeling the back in its entirety. Appreciating how the bones and muscles enclose vital organs, allow us to be erect, standing beings, two-legged. And on the exhale, release the back and bring your attention back to the shoulder joints. And feel into the shoulder joints along with the upper arms. Coming into the elbows now. And the forearms down to the wrists. Perhaps feeling the pulsations at the wrist. And then let your attention travel into the hands. Amazingly complicated, functional, our hands. Can you feel the sensations of thumbs and fingers, palms and backs of your hands? The opposable thumbs that allow us to manipulate tools, unique on this planet. Appreciating how our hands allow us to care for ourselves, feed ourselves, care for others. And then feeling the breath all the way down to the fingertips. Feeling the upper extremities as a whole. And let that breathing into go into the torso. And feel now into the pelvic region. You can let the breath be, just feel into the pelvis, allowing us to sit, to walk, these bones, the hip joints here. And so many of our joints can have pain. Any part of the body, really. Tara Brach reminds us, it is not my pain, it is the earth's pain. It is not my aliveness, but simply life unfolding and intense, mysterious and beautiful. And as we accept this, we discover our intrinsic belonging. Everything belonging to the whole. feeling into the thighs now. So many sensations here are often quite neutral, often barely noticed. But when we deepen attention, the neutral sometimes becomes quite pleasant. This is possible. And then let your awareness come into the knees. And so, like the hips, there can be significant pain in the hips over the course of a lifetime. Can we open to it with kindness and care? Knowing others may struggle in this way too. And then let your awareness travel down into the lower legs. And then down into the feet. Noticing the multiplicity of sensations that can be felt in the feet. Appreciating how skillful our feet are at holding us up, allowing us to not only walk but also to sit. And now let's let the breathing help us, breathing all the way through the legs down to the toes. And gradually let your awareness of breathing expand to take in the whole body, this entire awesome body. Recognizing and allowing all the different sensations as they are. The unpleasant, the neutral, the pleasant. In these last few minutes of the body scan, see if you can give awareness, a little extra awareness, into any region of the body that is especially pleasant. Maybe it's the sensation of the breath through the torso, or the sensations of the hands or the feet. Maybe it's the sensations of a wee bit of a smile on the face. And cultivate a pleasant abiding with this little extra attention here. I am made of earth. My body, this puzzle, this sweet, sweet earth. My body. Everything belonging to the whole. And listening all the way to the end of the bells before you move, before you come out of the body scan. Let the bells help you come into a little deeper reverence for this body, this sweet earth.